This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka. The eighth night of protests across the United States were largely peaceful. Demonstrators are speaking out against the death of George Floyd, who died in police custody in the Midwestern U.S. city of Minneapolis, Minnesota. The 46-year-old African-American man died after a white police officer held him face down on the street and pressed a knee against his neck for several minutes. Over the course of a week, the majority of demonstrations have been peaceful, but they've resulted in clashes with law enforcement and destruction of property as well. The Associated Press says police have arrested at least 9,300 people nationwide. While many cities set curfews, some protesters ignored orders to return home Tuesday evening. That includes in New York City, where hundreds of people remained on the Brooklyn Bridge for several hours after marching from the Brooklyn side to find their path into Manhattan blocked by police. In Atlanta, Georgia, police fired tear gas to break up a crowd of hundreds who remained after the start of the city's 9 p.m. curfew. Hundreds of people remain past curfew time in Washington, D.C.'s Lafayette Square Park across from the White House. The scene was much quieter than the day before when officers aggressively pushed largely peaceful protesters out to clear the way for President Donald Trump to make an appearance in front of the historic St. John's Church. Pope Francis expressed his concern Wednesday for what he called the disturbing unrest in the United States. The Pope said people cannot tolerate or turn a blind eye to racism and exclusion in any form and yet claim to defend the sacredness of every human life. You can read more from Pope Francis's statement on VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. Brazil announced Tuesday that it has recorded another one-day record of coronavirus deaths. The health ministry said it had confirmed another 1,200 COVID-19 deaths, bringing the total death toll to more than 31,000. Despite the escalating spread of the virus and the growing death toll, Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro continues to dismiss the severity of the outbreak as nothing more than a little flu. He told supporters outside the presidential palace in Brasilia that he regrets each of the deaths, but that's everyone's destiny. The German government announced Wednesday it will lift its COVID-related travel warning for European countries on June 15th. The country saying it will still advise against travel to some areas where quarantine rules remain in effect. Foreign Minister Heiko Maas said following a cabinet meeting in Berlin that the warning would be replaced with more conventional travel advice, so long as the countries concerned no longer have entry bans or large-scale confinement. Confusion at some U.S. polling centers and long lines prolonged primary elections Tuesday in 8 states and Washington, D.C. It was the biggest test yet of voting during the coronavirus outbreak. The most extensive balloting since the pandemic-sparked lockdowns in mid-March served as a dry run for the November 3rd general election. It offered a glimpse of the challenges ahead on a national scale if that vote is conducted under a lingering threat from COVID-19. President Trump said Tuesday the Republicans will move this year's national convention from the southeastern state of North Carolina. The president says the move is because the governor is refusing to remove restrictions on large events aimed at preventing the spread of coronavirus. He and Republican officials have demanded that Democratic Governor Roy Cooper allow the party to hold a typical full-scale convention with a packed arena and delegates freely walking around without face masks. But Governor Cooper rejected those demands Tuesday, saying the scaled-down convention with fewer people, social distancing, and face coverings is a necessity. That's because officials could not be sure of the status of the COVID-19 pandemic when the convention begins. Republican officials are considering several other cities and plan to visit Nashville, Tennessee in their search for a replacement city. Thousands of furloughed South Korean workers could soon return to their jobs on U.S. military bases in South Korea under the terms of a deal announced by the Pentagon late Tuesday. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.